Doug, this is Dick Ditting on Gerrit von Zewinkel. Gerrit is Gerrit. Gerrit. G as in George. Gerrit. Bo Zewinkel is B as in boy. Ozewinkel. That is B as in boy. Oez. Z as in zebra. Ewinkel. Bozewinkel. Gerrit Bozewinkel. Date of birth, 10/5/39. Date of visit, 3/7/25. Please make copy for Jesse Casimiro, Casimiro, MD. Jesse Casimiro, Jessy. Jesse. Next paragraph. Dear Jesse, thank you for sending Gerrit Bozewinkel for primary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is persistent cough. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is an 85-year-old male. Who has a past history of hypertension and valvular heart disease and diabetes, has had a persistent cough for the past 1 year, and has had a complete cardiac evaluation done. Period. The patient does have shortness of breath with activity and did have a long-standing history of smoking for over 30 years. Period. His most recent chest CT done on 4/6/24 showed emphysematous changes bilaterally, more marked in the upper lobes with no infiltrates and mild airway thickening suggestive of inflammation, and there was a 4 mm subpleural nodule in the right lower lobe, period. The patient had no recent PFTs done. He has no sputum production, denies fevers or chills and night sweats, and denies any weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and permanent pacemaker placement. He has had an appendectomy in the past, and cardiac catheterization. Next paragraph, med list. Oh, can you also mention in the past history? He does have history of asthmatic attacks. Next paragraph, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Lantus insulin, 35 units, BID, Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, Losartan, 100 milligrams daily, Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily, Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, potassium, 10 milliequivalents, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and no significant alcohol use. He worked as a airline pilot for an Australian airline. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has a gay lifestyle? Next paragraph, allergies to metformin and morphine sulfate. Next paragraph, system review. I'm sorry, family history. Mother had a history of diabetes, and father died at an elderly age. Next line, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever or fatigue. He has no glaucoma, cataracts, denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has a urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Denies abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. He has no chest pains or arm pain or palpitations. No leg edema. He has no depression or anxiety. Denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has some muscle aches and stiffness and no joint pains. Denies seizures or headaches, but has memory loss and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built elderly white male, is alert, no acute distress, no pyloric cyanosis, superfluidemia. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 76, as patients are 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 210, saturation 97. HENT are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. No crackles. Heart sounds are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are mostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Is a COPD with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, moderate persistent asthma. Number 5 is chronic cough. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He's already on steorotaspimat, or 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day, which he will continue, and was advised to use Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TIDPRN for for the cough, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesse Casimiro, J-E-S-S-Y, Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Now, please add in the final diagnosis, right lung nodule, as number 6. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.